from Simin Shin Aleph Sif Yud Dalet. We're continuing on the halachos of those things that actually, again, tonight, very, very important halacha l'maisa examples. These are things that a lot of people, you know, everybody knows what you're supposed to do, or thinks they know what you're supposed to do, you're not supposed to do, and now we'll finally learn in the Shulchan Aruch about Derech Malbush, what are you allowed to go out? Baruch Hashem, it's raining in Eretz Yisrael. So hat coverings and galoshes, stuff like that, it's all today. Zok Deilig Mechaber, Dover Shu Derech Malbush, Afilim Eina Loifshay El Mishum Etz Atzulei Tinef, Mutter Lotzei Spoy B'Shabbos. So if anything that qualifies as Derech Malbush, so then even if he's doing it to protect from Tinuf, nevertheless it's Mutter to go out on Shabbos. Zok de heilige Rama, v'lechem mutter lo boish begin mipnei hakshamim, oi koi v'al roishoi, avol os l'isha lita im begin al tzi'ifa mipnei hakshamim. So before we get to Isha, so let's understand this Rama. So the Rama says that therefore the halacha is that it's permissible to put on a beged to protect from gishamim or a hat on your head. So what do we learn? Because if you're putting something on to protect from lichluch, certainly from gishamim will be mutter as well. That will also be acceptable. Let's take a look immediately at the Mishnah Berurah Nun Beis. Imeinu lavsha ratzalamer shalavsha milamalal begadav shelo yitanfu afal pikein mutter. Nevertheless, the halacha is that is going to be acceptable. Oh, so immediately, this raises a lot of examples that the Rama had said. The Rama is telling us, if you're doing it, you're wearing it only due to the rain, it is also acceptable. Even if he wouldn't have gone out without it. Even if you're clearly putting a hat on top of a hat just to protect it, it's permissible because it's derech malbush. So meikra d'dina, one could argue based on this, what I was taught always as a child, that you're not allowed to wear a hat cover on Shabbos. One could have come away from this halacha and say that a hat cover would be acceptable, even a Rosh Hashanah d'oraisa. So the Dir Shu Mishnah Berurah number 44 quotes the Chazon Ish. It's not a Chazon Ish in the Sefer. It's a Chazon Ish in this quote in the Stipler's letters, also in Dinim and Hagos, who said that it's Aser, as well as the Minchas Yitzchak, that this Kisu is not considered Malbish. Question is why? Why isn't it considered Malbish? So we need to explain a little bit more. One would add, though, and the Minchas Yitzchak makes this point, if a person is putting on the hat cover to protect himself from the rain, then for sure it's going to be mutter. So this stuff they always say, the hat cover is usr, that's not correct. If he's putting it on to protect himself from the rain, for sure it's going to be mutter.
So just protecting the hat.
Oh, what about protecting the hat? So we just said that they said it's usr. It's not clear to us why the poskim say that it's usr. So we need to go on a little bit more. The Chazon Ish is sasam. It's not so clear why that is so. And even if it's to protect the hat, didn't we learn in the Mishnah Berurah that it's going to be permissible? So Ramesha in his Chuvas in Archaim Chelik Al Simin Kuches creates a new category that we're going to see Rayas from that he based on the Mishnah Berurah. Ladaito Eina Nechshav Derech Malbush Eladover Shemosef Kisui VaHaganah LeGuf VeIlu Tzipui Hakoveya Eina Magen Al Guf Yoser MeHakoveya. So Rav Moshe says that this that we learned, that if it's there to protect the kova, it's mutter, that's only if it's also adding protection for the guf. So we're choshesh, the above mentioned poskim are choshesh, that the real reason you're doing it is because you don't want your borsalino, which just went out of business, you don't want your borsalino to get ruined. So then in such a case, then it's going to be problematic. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, Neshmir Shabbos Kilchos, Perek Yud Ches, Ha'ara Mem Vav Meches, says that in those places that they're not makbid to take off the kisui when it stops raining. So then in such a case, it will be permissible to wear it, and then it would be considered derech malvush. So in a chanami, according to Reb Shlomo Zalman, the word over here is that the moment if it's batel lekova, then it wouldn't be a problem. If it's going to be batel lekova, then it's going to be considered derech malbush. The problem is that people take it off. Since people take it off, that wasn't the case of the Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah. They were talking about things that people would normally wear. That they would wear a hat on top of a hat. So then those types of things, that you wear a hat on top of a hat, then it would be acceptable. I don't know if that's the pashtus of the Shulchan Aruch.
They take it off when they get inside, though.
Right, but the point is that most people are uncomfortable with these hat coverings. They don't look nice at all. So then in such a case, it's going to be different. Does it fit well into Mishnah Berurah? Let's look back in Lashon Mishnah Berurah. Ubilti zlor lo haya holech po, kigon shubeged av, gasmo kisak, chen kova hainu shalobash malakova godola al kova, kadei shalo itenef, al pikin shari kimin shu derech malbush. So yesh lefalpel, Reb Shlomo Zalman, who's more meikil, is creating a chumrah over here, obviously, botel datenu. But that's what comes out. What about galoshes? So the Shas Jews, Beis Shlomo says mutter. Das Teira, the Marsham says mutter. Why is it that it's going to be mutter? The reason that it's mutter is because the galoshes are connected to the shoe, and that's going to be considered derech malbush. If, however, the galoshes would come off easily, then the halacha would be permissible. However, once again, Ramesh Zatzal says that it's only going to be permissible in order that you're protecting your foot from the rain. If the rain is so intense, so then in such a case it would be acceptable. However, to call this derech malbush, so Ramesha is not so excited as derech malbush. That's Ramesha Lishitaso in what he had said earlier, that he said that the heter to go out with a kova al gavi kova is that was Tosefes Kisui LaRosh. That was the only heter. So Ramesh Lishitaso is more machmir. Ramesh holds only when the Koiva Hasheni is a Tosefes, only when the galoshes is considered a Tosefes. What would be a Tosefes? If it's also protecting the feet, then it's a Tosefes Malbush. So it would be Ramesh Lishitaso, Gishma. Okay, so this is what the bottom line, as far as most of these topics are, issues are concerned. And let's continue on now to the case in the Ramah of the Isha. So Zokta Heilige Ramah, Aval also the Isha Lita Beged al Tzifa, Mipneak Shom de Ein Zedarach Malbush. But to put a Beged on her Tzifa, what's her Tzifa? That's what, that's the veil that the woman wore. So then in such a case, in those days, of course, it was common for many women to wear veils. So then that is not considered derech malbush. Mishnah Berurah explains in Gimel, Hainu emeina derech malbush, rak shemunach harosh levat kmo chatichat beged pishtan ktana. If she puts a small bit of linen on top, so then in such a case, that would not be considered osaf. Avol can use Mishnah Berurah misatevas bal gam ksas migufa havi derech malbush. But if she puts on, she's adding something to her body, so then in such a case that would qualify as derech malbush. So Ramesha again, the Dirshu does a great job. They develop Ramesha's shitas throughout. That Ramesha says, you see from the case of Isha, the halacha in regards to Isha as well, that it has to be that it's being mosif a malbush, that one malbush is being mosif onto the other. So here, if she was just putting on to protect the tzifa, so then in such a case, that's not osafa derech malbush. And that's where Moshe says that a koval gabe kova can't just be stam, that you're doing it to protect the garment. It has to be that you're doing something that's being mosif within the malbush itself. Let's do a little bit more, even though we spent a lot of time on these important halacha ma'isa cases. Siftezvav ena kitei yoytze bekav shaloi dahinu shaisik min defus shal regel b'chayik boi matlos amur shashak sakvei nesuzet la'ach. If he puts, if you he has a stump, chas v'chali, someone without a leg, and he's not using the stump to be able to walk, but rather it's being done just to make it more aesthetically pleasing, shal gabon sarukul maklo, but he still needs his The only time we're going to see, and we're going to have many aterim down the line, is cases in which you're using items that are going to help you walk more easily. So then in such a case, it could very well be that's not hotza. However, if it's just there for aesthetics, prosthetics, then in such a case, it's going to be mutter. It's going to be aser. Sif tezayin. Kitesh en yochal leilach. Klau. Al shoykev. El yoyshev al kisei. Kishnekrim koymi nismach al yodav al shoykev nitchav ulfan. Avais the smachay shal ora eitz. L'rashi shoykev rogav hatuim. Kishnish al yodav oik ratz minish gam al rogav ksas. En yoyz tzpem shabbos. Da yudit tulim v'lo manchay ori zim dimishtofay. So if he has prosthetics that he often removed, then in such a case, it's going to be a problem. Avo. Kisei v'safsal maktam shebi yodav mutter lot. Says those things that he consistently leans on and helps him walk, in such a case, it's going to be permissible. Kitei b'shtei raglu mahalach al shokov al karosov osa smachos shel or l'shokov yodze bohem b'shabbos. If it helps him walk, so then in such a case, it's going to be permissible. Zot eli gramov v'chei mutter lot says b'minol shel eit sharegel nichnas boi v'lek l'mechash sheyipol. We make in general minol shel eit, and we don't have to be choshish that it's going to fall and he's going to come to carry. V'chein that those slip-on shoes that come off easily. What are those slip-on shoes? So the Mishnah Berurah has an interesting ukimta. Sifkot and samach. Haynu mashkorim b'lishenenu pantefil. What's that? Oh, nale bayit slippers. Davgat the Mishnah Berurah behero memela. So it seems to me, Kurdidina, one would be allowed to go outside with one's slippers, and there are machmirim. The yesh machmirim, the esrim, samachalif, hainu bipantintish, mitam dilma mishtalif. These things we are choshesh are going to come off. But obviously, we have to figure out that's not exactly, that word didn't correspond to the word of slippers. So, what exactly are those cases? So, does it include slippers or not? So, the Dirshu quotes are Misim Karelet Shlita says that slippers do not qualify as those that are attached tightly to the foot. And therefore, a nisim karelitz is machmir. Shalom lotzis ben, unless it's mehuda ketiv. But it seems like he was choshesh that even though there were two different words that were used in the Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah, at the yesh machmirim, we said is going to be aser. That is actually also talking about the slippers. However, the Ben Zion Abishol is makel, and Rav Zilber says that since the Taz is makel, one could be makel as well. What about slip-on shoes? So the here Rav Nissim Krauss for sure is makel. That slip-on shoes, that's mehuda ketev, so then in such a case, it would be permissible. Okay, we'll stop over here.
We don't understand that, like, any...